All right.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Monday morning here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And at 6 is your morning drive with the great Steve Cochran. All right. It's Monday, which means my dad will call in and tell a joke. It's a jokey-jokey time. That's coming up as well. All right. So we're going to take a look at these movies that you love but never hit number one at the box office. And if you know, we've talked in the past about some of the classic movies that when they were released didn't do well in the box office and sometimes didn't even have, you know, didn't have good reviews. Like, for instance, when Citizen Kane came out, it didn't do very well at the box office and got not the best reviews. It's a Wonderful Life was a certified flop when it came out. Critics didn't like it. Everybody thought it was depressing. And some people thought that, in fact, it would be the end of Frank Capra's career. But, you know, as it turned out, obviously, it turned out to be a classic. But these are more recent and movies that people really love. And they were not at the top of the box office. And it's interesting to see what movies actually beat them when they came out, like what movies were at the top, and you know, when they came out. So the first one on the list is Beauty and the Beast, the animated Disney movie from 1991. And that live-action remake that's coming out, people are kind of losing their mind over it already. You know, I mean, a lot of people are going nuts over it already.
Positively, or they're
positive?
They're,
well, no,
they can't wait for it to.
They
get
can't
here.
Wait. They can't wait to see it.
Oh. Where are you at with that?
I couldn't possibly care less.
will it help resurrect the career of Peebo Bryson?
I'd like to know. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm not interested.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. But Emma Watson's in it, and I like her. So, but Beauty and the Beast opened in 1991. It's gone on to be, you know, a movie that people love. And Esmeralda, you, in 1991, where you were still a kid in 1991.
I was.
Did you see Beauty and the Beast?
I think I did. I don't remember.
Must have made a big impression on you.
No, I really wasn't. You know what? My parents weren't big on taking me to the movies, so I probably saw it later on.
Like on video?
Right.
Yeah.
And I still, yeah, I'm not a big Disney fan.
Not a big Disney?
No.
No?
Not like even. I've seen most of the Disney movies, but it's not a big priority.
Yeah. Well, it went on to become, you know, obviously a beloved movie. People adored Beauty and the Beast, and it also became the first animated film to be nominated for Best Picture. That was the first time an animated movie had ever been nominated for Best Picture, but it lost out to. Are you ready for this one? The Addams Family beat it at the.
Really.
The Addams Family beat it at the box office.
That was a pretty popular movie, but longevity-wise,
Beauty and
the Beast has legs, but
yeah, no, it's yeah, but Addams Family was a good movie, and it also had Hammer. Hammer, do you remember? Hammer did the song from Addams Family.
Yeah, that's quite a battle of soundtracks there.
Yeah, Hammer did the soundtrack. Hammer did the. They do what they want to do, say what they want to say. That's the they did the Addams Family. Yeah. This is one of those cases where I thought the sequel was better than the first one. I thought Addams Family Values was actually better than the first one. Addams Family Values was hilarious because it really focused a lot on, Uncle Fester, played by the great Christopher Lloyd. So anytime there's something is focused on Christopher Lloyd, it's automatically good. And have you seen the Addams Family movies, right?
Yeah. Wait, was the first one where Fester is going to marry Joan Cusack?
No,
right?
That's the second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one where they have the baby.
Yeah. The second one is maybe I'm getting them mixed up. The second, because I just remember Joan Cusack was unbelievably sexy.
Oh, wait, that's the same movie.
Is it the same movie? The second one.
Yeah, because she's the nanny.
Because in the second...
Wait, what's the first one about?
I don't remember what
the first one was. Uncle Fester was the son of a woman who was trying to extract money from them, so she shaved his head and made him look like
Fester. That's right.
And then it turns out he was Fester all along.
Uncle Fester origin story.
That's right. Who was the woman, Dan?
I don't know. I will look.
But here's what I loved about the second one. Adam's Family Values. I don't know if you guys remember this. They send Wednesday and Pugsley to summer camp, like an Indian summer camp. And they participate. And at one point, there's this fantastic shot of Christina Ricci, and she smiles. I don't know if you guys, because she never, obviously Tuesday never smiles at anything. It is just like some, and Christina Ricci was so phenomenal in those movies.
You call her Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Sorry. Wednesday.
Elizabeth Wilson played the mother.
Okay. Okay, so, and then next on the list here of movies that were not at number one, but everybody is My Best Friend's Wedding, which came out in 1997. Now, am I the only one who thinks that Julia Roberts is a massive jerk in that movie? Like, the whole movie, she's a complete jerk.
I mean, she is trying to break up a wedding.
And steal the dude.
And a couple.
Yeah. She's just a jerk. This is funny because it was beaten by, are you ready for this one? It was beaten by Batman and Robin, which...
Man, that's really awful.
Yeah, which has gone down in history easily as the worst Batman movie, besides the one that just came out this past year with the Superman in it, which was awful. But Batman and Robin, that was such a terrible movie. So bad. I just remember, the only things that I remember from Batman and Robin is the, Arnold Schwarzenegger was, what was he, Dr. Freeze, right? Or Mr. Freeze or Dr.
Mister.
Mister? He's not a, he doesn't have a PhD.
No, he didn't go to school.
Okay, so Mr. Freeze, and he would say stuff like, ice to see you. You know, he would make, you know, like wacky comments. Stay cool. You know, and then he would freeze you. The only thing that I remember is that at one point, like, he shoots ice all over the place. Schwarzenegger, like, shoots ice all over the place. And then, like, his minions, the bad guys that his henchmen, they're running around with hockey sticks and playing hockey. The only thing I remember was, like, what is this?
Not a lot else to do. Your options are limited.
Yeah, but if you're supposed to be a bad guy, you know, going after Batman, you just play a little hockey in the meantime?
You gotta do something.
Jeez. So Batman and Robin beat My Best Friend's Wedding. Okay, here's the next one is Mad Max Fury Road. So evidently...
And you like that one, right?
were you being facetious, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, kind of. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't bad. So I guess my paying for it three times in 24 hours, I guess that didn't help the box. It didn't reach number one, even though I paid to see it three times in 24 hours that weekend.
Maybe it was number one at your local neighborhood theater.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I only paid for it once. That's because I knew the manager at the Davis, so I saw it twice. I saw it twice on a Friday, and then I went to the Movie Co. to see it in the crazy seats. Dan, have you ever sat in the crazy seats?
No, I've never had the pleasure of sitting in the crazy seats. I've sat directly behind them, so I've experienced them to some degree. But
no. What do they call that? Xbox?
D-box.
The box?
Yes, D.
D-box.
No, D, like the letter D.
D-box.
Oh, right. I got to sit in those.
Not like the French or German.
Oh, okay.
They have them at the Carmike Theaters as an example.
Yeah.
Like in the lobby. You can try it out.
Yeah, that's
underwhelming.
At the Movico Theater there, that's is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Carmike movie. Yeah. Because I saw the third time I saw it, I saw it at Movico and I wanted to see it in the crazy seats. And the crazy seats are essentially they shake whenever something like loud happens. They shake and there's like speakers in the seat. And you know, it's like whenever big action happens, they start shaking. Now, I don't, you know, for those of you who have not seen Mad Max Fury Road, it's nonstop action. Like from the, so essentially the seat was shaking because I would say there's about 15 minutes in the movie where something crazy is not happening. So for an hour and 45 minutes, It was ridiculous. All right, but are you ready for what beat it? Dan, you know this, right?
I do, and I'm partially responsible for it, I believe.
Now, you have to understand, it came out May 15th, 2015, and that was the due date.
That was Mother's Day beat it?
That was Emily's. No, it wasn't Mother's Day. That was Emily's due date. Right, Dan?
The original due date, yes.
The original due date. She ended up coming out the 24th, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was, you know what it lost to, Esmeralda? And Dan contributed to this? Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, yeah, the singing movie.
That's right.
I always think of that awful movie. I mean, I didn't even see it, but it looked terrible with Jimmy Fallon.
What was that?
What's that movie? And he's with, what's her name from E.T.?
Drew Barrymore? That's Fever Pitch.
Yeah, it sounds the same to me. I don't know why. I don't want to see that.
Oh, it's a terrible movie. I think every movie named Fever Pitch is bad, and one of them being the greatest bad movie of all time. All right. Okay, we got a break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So Mad Max Fury Road was never number one. Pitch Perfect 2 beat it. All right. We'll get back to that in a second. We got weather. We got traffic. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. It's Monday morning. That means my dad will call in, as he does every Monday morning, to tell a joke, because it's a jokey time. Blackhawks had a great game last night, played a great game last night, and we've got the Blackhawks Express as we do the day after every Blackhawks game. So 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about movies that never hit number one but went on to become really beloved films. Here's Brad on WGN. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I saw some great movies in some empty theaters.
Yeah.
One was a movie called Office Space.
Office Space tanked when it came out and has gone on to become a classic. And same thing happened with Idiocracy. Speaking of Mike Judge, Idiocracy, nobody went to see that, and now it's like considered a classic.
Yeah, and the other one was one of the greatest movies ever made. Mm-hmm. The original Point Break.
Yeah, you know, Point Break did okay at the box office when it came out in '91. It wasn't like a big box office smash, but it did pretty solid business. But again, of course, as usual, years later, you know, the movie people started to realize how great it was. So
yeah,
all right, Brad.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
Was Chi-Rock as bad as I thought it was?
Was Chi-Rock?
Was it as bad as I thought it was?
I thought it was bad. I don't know how bad you thought it was, but I did not enjoy Chi-Rock.
Yeah, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan, and I just thought it was a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah, I'm with you on that 100%.
All right, thanks.
All right, Brad, thanks, man.
Bye.
You know, it's funny. When Point Break came out, it was the summer of 1991, and it came out a couple of weeks after Terminator 2. And at that point, you know, I think it was when Point Break came out. I think it was either number one or it was number two or number three on the box office that weekend. And it was a good weekend because Catherine Bigelow and James Cameron at that time were married. It was right before he left her for Linda Hamilton. So Catherine Bigelow and James Cameron had like the number one and number two movies in the country. The married couple was a good weekend for them. She made a better movie than he did. Point Break's a better movie than Terminator 2. But by the way, has anybody seen the remake, the Point Break remake?
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I mean, I'm telling you, I almost, you know. I almost got a shotgun to blow up my TV when I was watching it. I didn't see it in the theater when it came out, but when it came on the old, you know, on demand, I got it and I watched it and I was just beside myself. It is unbelievably awful. Okay, how about The Devil Wears Prada? That was beaten by Superman Returns. Well, you had to know that was going to be that was going to make more money than The Devil Wears Prada. That was a that was terrible. That Superman Return. Was it Spacey was in that, right? He was Lex Luger. Lex Luger. That's a professional wrestler, by the way.
Him too.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It was an indie hit. It was the highest grossing movie in history that never opened at number one. It got close to the top spot, though, because it had a crazy long run in the theaters. Now, you know what? See what two movies beat it? This is ridiculous. It was beaten by Signs, the Shyamalama Ding Dong movie. And are you ready for this one? Master of Disguise. Does anybody remember Master of Disguise?
That was a Dana Carvey vehicle, right?
Oh, God.
Exactly right.
The turtle. 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 That's all I remember.
Master of Disguise. Oh, man. All right, how about this one? Sherlock Holmes from 2009. Who doesn't love Robert Downey Jr. throwing punches and solving crimes in old-timey London? Me? Those movies suck. People couldn't wait to see Avatar again. It was the second week of James Cameron's hit. And so the second week of Avatar beat Sherlock Holmes. All right, how about this one? World War Z. God, what a terrible movie. Great book, terrible movie. It was beaten by Monsters University. So the sequel to the Monsters, Inc., Monsters University beat World War Z. I was just telling Dan this off the air there that I was just looking around and I saw that World War Z 2, which I don't understand why they're even making a sequel to that crap, is directed by David Fincher. Like what are we talking about here? What's wrong with this world? Whew. Interstellar, which was my favorite film of 2014, that lost to Big Hero 6, the crazy animated movie with the fat hero in it. Okay, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more about this after the news and the break. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday morning. My dad will be calling in to tell a joke. And it's because it's a jokey time. And also, we have a Blackhawks Express. It was a fun weekend for the Hawks. A real exciting win on Friday and a great game last night. So we'll play the Express coming up later. Right now, though, we're talking about movies that never hit number one at the box office but went on to be beloved. Movies that really people really, really dug. And we got a couple of texts that have come in as well. 815 area code says, my pick for a beloved movie that never made it to number one is Big. It got beat out by Crocodile Dundee. Yes, that's on this list. Big did indeed lose out to Crocodile Dundee. And it was the second week of Crocodile Dundee 2. What do you remember, Dan? Remember, like, I don't know, 9 years ago they released another Croc. Remember, they because like Crocodile Dundee goes to L.A.
Because
that was, you know, this what we're talking about. Crocodile Dundee 2 was in 1988, and then the third one, Crocodile Dundee in L.A. or whatever,
in Los Angeles. Yes.
Yeah, it was like
2001.
It's like, wait, come on, man, really? Who cares? Let's see. 630 area code says, okay, I got to ask how Hudson Hawk did. Is Hudson Hawk a beloved movie?
To this guy.
Oh, I happen to like Hudson Hawk. I'm actually a fan of that movie. I liked it. But it got demolished when it was in the theaters. Critics hated it. And also, If Looks Could Kill. Hudson Hawk finished third behind Backdraft and What About Bob? And then If Looks Could Kill was 11th. Poor Grieco.
What's If Looks Could Kill?
Richard Grieco. Remember Richard Grieco from, what the hell was he in?
He was in License to Kill.
Wait a minute. What's that?
It is a movie where he was in high school on a school trip, and he somehow gets a license to kill. Or they mistake him for like a spy or something.
No, that's If Looks Could Kill.
Oh, is it?
That's what this is.
Oh, I thought it was License to Kill.
No.
Well,
License
then.
To Kill is a Bond movie.
Oh. Hmm.
If Looks Could Kill. That's it. That's the one.
Oh, that is awful.
What was his TV show? Was he on the 21 Jump Street?
I don't remember.
He appeared in 22 Jump Street, the movie, so probably.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so 21 Jump Street. Yeah, Greco. If Looks Could Kill. That was his big. He's going to be a huge star when we see this one.
He was in high school, right? And like
I don't remember. I saw it once, and it was like
he was Officer Dennis Booker, and he was so popular in his
Booker.
One.
That's right, Booker.
In his 1 year, they spun him off into his own show.
That's
called
right,
Booker.
That's right, Booker. I totally forgot about Booker.
That led to If Looks Could Kill in 1991.
Of course. Makes sense.
This person from 630 Area Code, both of those movies, Hudson Hawk and If It Looks Could Kill, they both came out in 1991. That is very specific.
I mean, the fact that I saw If Looks Could Kill, I saw it on Channel 50.
Yeah. Or maybe Comedy Central. Did Comedy Central show
it? No, I think it was Channel 50. I think that's an afternoon on a Saturday movie.
Okay. And, of course, we have a text here from Brian, and we're talking about movies.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Yeah.
My most beloved non-number one film is 1985's breathtaking gem, Gymkhana. Kurt Thomas's stellar performance is surely one for the ages.
How did it not make number one?
I don't know. I saw it twice over that weekend.
See?
Because it was so horrible. All right. How about this one? How to Train Your Dragon 2. Both of those movies, by the way, are awesome. The How to Train Your Dragon movies, awesome. This is one of the best animated sequels ever, hands down. Who cares if it lost its top spot to, speaking of which, 22 Jump Street.
Oh, jeez.
In 10 years, you're going to want to watch, you're going to want to rewatch Hiccup and Toothless anyway. Casino Royale, Daniel Craig's first and arguably best James Bond outing. It lost to Happy Feet. The animated movies with the penguin. You know who directed?
Yeah,
you know who
I'd
directed?
Watch Happy Feet.
Oh yeah, it's great. You know who directed the two Happy Feet movies?
Who?
George Miller. You know who George Miller is?
Oh yeah, the
Mad Max.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say. Oh no, wait. Oh, I'm thinking. What were the Sin City movies?
That's what's his? Oh, Frank Miller.
Oh.
Yeah, but Frank Mann, it's what's his name? Rodriguez.
Yeah. No, I was thinking the Miller. But that's not the right
Yeah,
one.
No, George Miller
Different
did.
Miller.
He did the Mad Max movies.
Oh, okay.
He did the Mad Max movies. He did the Happy Feet movies. See, this is how crazy.
It's all action.
It's all crazy. And he did Babe, Pig in the City.
Animated action.
He did Babe, Pig in the City. The king, man. So Casino Royale lost to Happy Feet. How about this? Gremlins in 1984 when it was released. Wow. This is amazing. I don't remember this being the same day. They opened Gremlins and Ghostbusters on the same day. And Ghostbusters was, bigger.
Well, I mean, it's same weekend.
Yeah. But Ghostbusters was like, it says Ghostbusters was number two, never reached. God, I can't believe Gremlins never reached number one.
Although you would think that they wouldn't want to put two kind of supernatural movies together.
Well, they were both different studios, so they were competing. So
I guess they both thought very highly of their movies.
Well, they're both Gremlins is better than Ghostbusters. A lot better than Ghostbusters. But Ghostbusters was number one for 6 weeks straight.
Jeez.
All right, how about Lilo and Stitch? You ever see Lilo and Stitch?
I have.
It's awesome. I love that movie. It was a photo finish on June 21st, 2002, when it was released. It came in second, though, only by $400,000, just $400,000, to Minority Report.
Wow.
Which is a great movie. Did you not like Minority Report?
I haven't seen it.
It's great.
I'm not too fond of Tom Cruise.
I am a fan. I've been a fan. He's in my two favorite movies of all time. He's in both of them. He's in Magnolia, and he's in Risky Business. I love him.
I hear Tom Cruising.
Well, most people feel that way. Did you see this Jack Reacher movie that came out?
Nope.
No, I'm saying if you look at the box office, nobody went.
Right.
Nobody
went to see
it.
It's the same thing of him running around and shooting people. Cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Jack Reacher movies aren't good. First one was okay, but the second one sucked. But those Mission Impossible movies kick ass.
Well, I only like the first one.
Have you seen any of the other ones?
No.
Well, then how do you know you only like the first one?
I don't care to see the other ones. Same thing.
They're good movies. They are good movies. The Mission Impossible movies are good.
But does he have a mission, and is it very impossible?
I'm telling you, they're good.
And then he shoots people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the first one. It's fine.
Mamma Mia. How is that beloved?
People love ABBA.
Oh, this is, yeah, it opened opposite The Dark Knight. Like, come on. Of course The Dark Knight's going to win.
Yeah.
Sister Act. You know, Sister Act, the sequel has one of my favorite titles of all time. You remember the sequel title?
Back in the Habit.
That's right. It's fantastic. Not as good as the sequel to House. Now, this is not Hugh Laurie.
Oh.
The Doctor Show. This was a crazy, scary, haunted house movie, and it was called House.
Okay.
And William Catt from The Greatest American Hero was in it, and it was about a haunted house. It was a big, you know, it was a low-budget movie, but it made a lot of money, so they made a sequel. Do you know what the sequel was called? It's in the same vein. It's in the same vein as Back in the Habit. It's in the same exact vein. House 2. House.
Wait, it was called House 2.
No. No. I'm trying to get you to guess.
Oh, I can't. I don't know. House New Edition.
Hey, speaking of that, you know there's a miniseries on BET of the New Edition story.
I saw.
Oh! Excitement. Anyway, it's House 2, the second story.
Oh. Okay.
How great is that? House 2, the second story.
Plays on so many levels.
Yeah, it's just as good as Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. Anyway, Sister Act lost out to Lethal Weapon 3.
I think I saw that one in the theater. Is that the one where
if you're going to ask
Chris
me,
Rock?
I don't
Chris
know.
Rock in it?
No, I think that's the fourth one.
Oh, then never mind.
I think. I don't know. Those movies suck.
I saw the one with Chris Rock in it.
That's the fourth one, I think. Yeah. So you go see that, but you won't see the sequels
to
Mission Impossible.
I saw it in Mexico.
What is that, an excuse?
Yeah, I was, because there's like nothing. There was nothing. There was nothing at the time.
No, wait. Nothing to do in Mexico but go see Lethal Weapon 4?
Pretty much.
Is that what
How
you're
old were you?
Oh, it's probably like 14.
That's why.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
No one's going to let me go anywhere.
Are you looking forward to see Lethal Weapon 5 in a couple of weeks when you go back to Mexico?
Is that... I'm going solely for that. They show the TV series in theaters.
Okay.
That's what I'll be doing.
I totally forgot that there's a TV series.
I'll be going for a marathon. I only remember because I saw like a second of it.
Is it Damon Wayans, right? Damon Wayans is playing the Danny Glover part. I don't know who the dude is who's doing the Mel Gibson part. I don't even like that. I'm the only person on the planet. I don't like any of the. I don't even like the first Lethal Weapon. And I love big, crazy stuff that blows up and, you know, action. You know that.
Well, sometimes.
I just didn't like it.
It's not enough.
You get a good look at Mel Gibson's butt in the first one, though.
That wasn't enough?
No, wasn't enough for me. No. I've told you that, like, because my friends and I used to be like, we would go see movies, and if guys got naked, we would cheer because we always thought it was unfair that women were always naked in movies and guys weren't. So, like, Roadhouse, when they showed, like, a close up of Swayze's butt for, like, a minute, we were like, good for you, Swayze. Mel Gibson got applause from me with Lethal Weapon. Yeah. Hey, fair is fair, man.
You should have taken that on tour.
Just gone from theater to theater, and every time a guy got naked, we'd start clapping.
Yeah, it would have been a whole movement.
Yeah, it was a movement among four or five of us. We just thought it's not fair, man. Dude should be walking around naked too.
That's a mild reaction. It's not really a movement.
For us, that's a movement. Trust me. If you knew, you know, my friends, you'd know, oh, yeah, they're clapped at something. That's really an important thing. All right, let's get a check on traffic and then and weather, and then afterwards, my dad will call in and tell a joke. We got Blackhawks Express, and then we'll wrap up the whole movies that we love that didn't make any money. All right, let's see. We've got Paxton here who has a comment about movies that didn't make the money they should have. Go ahead, Paxton.
Happy Monday, Nick. Love the topic.
Thank you.
I just wanted to end it with the sweet irony of 1980, where David Lynch's Eraserhead goes up against Robert Redford's Ordinary People.
Yeah.
It loses every time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was 1980, you know, the Academy Awards, Ordinary People, which is a movie I really love, Ordinary People, was also up against Raging Bull. I mean, it's just...
one, Raging Bull, but okay. Cool.
Yeah, Raging Bull and The Elephant Man, two very, very good black and white movies were up against Ordinary People. Yeah, very interesting. All right, Paxton, thanks,
you
man.
Well, my friend, you got to go.
All right, take care. There you go. All right, 815 area code. Just woke up, as Shawshank Redemption on the list. No, it's not. And I don't think the Shawshank Redemption made any money. Shawshank Redemption wasn't even close to the top. No, seriously, it tanked when it came out. I mean, it got nominated for Best Picture. Morgan Freeman got nominated. You know, critics loved it. It made no money. It wasn't until they started showing it on cable.
Right.
Right, like over and over and over again. So, all right, so no.